All right, we're joined by Bo Butner, our Pro Stock champion here at the 2018 Winter Nationals. Bo following up a win at the World Finals here in 2017. Bo is the defending Pro Stock World Champion. This is his sixth career Pro Stock win, his 21st career win when counting all of his wins in the Lucas Oil Drag Racing Series, and this is the 12th win at the Winter Nationals for KB Racing. Coming into this race a year ago, you had never won a race in Pro Stock before. Now you win this race on the back of a world championship, so a lot can change in 365 days.
Yes, that was definitely not my car's fault or the crew's. So we've all grown and came a long way. So, yes, they're clicking off. If I was a surfer, we'd be riding a good wave. So, yeah, it's, again, the KB guys. What can you say? Again, I have to run them. I got to run two of them, and they race fair. I mean, there's no laydown.
I think from my perspective up there on the announcing deck, your most impressive run was the run against Erica. Now, she went red, so the race was effectively over at the start. But 001, talk to me about how you either elevated yourself for that or what the approach was at the starting line.
I don't know what the difference in me is. I'm getting older. But let me tell you, I went to a practice tree race that was held in Evansville about a month ago, and I actually got to the final of one of them. I'm like, you know, I can hit the tree consistent. So I've actually got three $30,000 entries to the Vegas race that I can't go to if anybody wants them. So I won that. But anyway, it's just clicking. I feel great with the car, and I have all the confidence in our crew.
KB Racing's obviously expanded now to Derek Kramer's team, providing horsepower there. Was there any concern on your behalf of going, okay, you know, how many teams can these guys handle effectively?
Absolutely not. These guys are pros, and great to see. And that's probably as many rounds as Derek has won in a long time. And he drove very good. It's just he's going to be tough, and I told Jason that. He's a good driver, so now they have four to deal with.
Questions for Bo.
You got off to a little slow start in testing and even the first qualifying rounds here, and found the recipe on Saturday and today, obviously.
Yeah, well, testing is kind of a cat and mouse deal, but when my good friend Jason Lyon tells me we're okay, then it's fine. All I have to do is drive.
How about racing Jason in the final?
Racing Jason. We actually kind of put a Band-Aid over a little motor issue I had, and I even thought I might not even try to go up there. So we all talked about it, and they said do it, and it worked out for us, and we actually made our best run of the weekend. Again, it says a lot for those guys. It's amazing. I'm still living the dream.
You had to face Anderson earlier in the second round, too. So do you go back to the garage?
I've got used to Greg. Greg, again, is the most competitive guy you'll see. But we have, with Derek now, we have four awesome 2018 Camaros. And we put that in perspective to Greg knows if one of our wind lights are on, Chevrolet wins, plus Summit wins. So that's good for all of us.
You guys, three of your four made it pretty far. Anderson might have gone further, but he had a run up against you in the second round.
Yeah, it's a shame only one of us can turn a wind light on. But you'll see a race this year, I think, with all four of us, or at least that's our goal. It can all change tomorrow. We have to go back and go to work. And but, I mean, that's eight rounds in a row for us here, and it's feeling pretty good.
So now you won in November, last minute to clinch the championship. Now you open the year with a win here. Pomona, your new favorite track?
Pomona's always been good to me. I've been fortunate to go a lot of rounds in different classes. I haven't won this race. I did win the World Finals in Superstock before in comp or something. But just a cool the atmosphere. It actually didn't really feel like the season had even started yet. But once the rounds started clicking, it's serious time. It's good. I had a tough side of the ladder. I said, Greg, we did a good job qualifying. I mean, there's not a good ladder anymore, but looks like our side was pretty tough.
Congratulations, Bo.
Thank you, guys. And gals.